Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Current and former athletes, members of the athletic department, and of course the best fans in the country all make up a very special group we like to call the Cyclone Family. Join me, Jamie Steyer-Johnson, as I bring you closer to the people that make Iowa State unique each week on the Cyclone Family Podcast. Some names you may know, while others may be new to you, but one thing's for sure, this is one family reunion you won't want to miss. Each week on the Cyclone Family Podcast.
Raspy Voice!
This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother Jeremy J.N. Fiend Phoenix. We are back in the building for your Monday morning pop culture.
Hit you with that pop, 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 pop.
And today, Jeremy, we've got another man in a marriage asking the question, am I the apple? Are you ready?
I'm ready for it. Let's kick this Monday off right, my brother. Let's go.
So this dude says, friends have invited me to Japan to teach English as a second language, and I'm going to apply through the proper channels this upcoming autumn. I meet and, in fact, exceed the qualifications. So this guy obviously, so here we go. We're starting out. This guy obviously thinks a lot of himself.
Clearly. What was the point of that? No. We'll see. We'll see if this actually is pertinent to the conversation we're having, but go ahead.
Well, he continues, I meet and, in fact, exceed the qualifications, so I'm not worried about that. But I know Japan has a specific culture that looks down upon overweight people. I've already started to lose weight, 30 pounds down in 3 months, good for him, in preparation because I want to be accepted within what their society desires. My wife can come with me. She can apply for specific visa to live with spouse while they work. I want her to come with me. She wants to come with me, but I want to get her to lose weight with me, and I'm not sure if I'd be the apple for imposing a diet if she's to come with me. To give an idea, I'm currently 240 pounds and 6 feet tall. That reminds me of the Dibble, the Dan Patrick show with Rob Dibble. They give their height and weight.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that, but continue on. Continue on.
So he's 240 at 6 feet tall. His wife is 5'9", 260 pounds. I want to tell her if she can get to 200 pounds by Christmas, I'll let her go with me. I have some rare control of the situation because I need to sign off on paperwork to allow her to declare me as a spouse in her application. Am I the apple?
Brandon, what in the world? What in the world's wrong with these people?
Jeremy?
Brandon, and I understand the thought of being accepted. Okay. Yeah, that's not how this works, homie. Homeboy, if you're embarrassed, look. And then you're going to talk about you have rare control, rare power, where you cannot sign off as her spouse. What?
What?
Who in the... I already know everything I need to know about this relationship. I'm sorry. I already know. When you're sitting there saying, I want to tell her to get down to 260 pounds, that's not how this works, idiot. Talk about control freak. Brandon, yes, when he says I meet and exceed the qualifications, that tells me everything I need to know. And I've known people like him, and he has lost his mind. He's the kind of person who doesn't realize how controlling and how abusive, maybe, he really is. Because he's saying this out of, with a straight face. He's asking a question. You're questioning this? You don't know that you're the jerk? Come on now.
The man said, not am I the apple if I ask her. Am I the apple? He didn't say, am I the apple if I suggest to her? Am I the apple if I imply to her that it would be a good idea if she were to go on a diet? No, he said, if I impose, Jeremy, impose a diet on your wife.
First of all, who says impose like that? Come on now. Come on now.
I mean, this is such a simple one. Like, it's so obvious from the jump. This dude is the apple.
Brandon, if I went with you somewhere, I have some friends who live in Destin, Florida, and I had, some other friends who went to visit them. And he told me before I went, he's like, look, just letting you know, you're going to be the biggest person on the beach there. And we laughed about it. But even, let's say, Brandon, I took you or somebody else with me to Destin, Florida. I'm not opposing nothing. That's who you are. If you want to lose weight, great. If you don't, great. I can worry about what I do, but I can't worry about anybody else. Now, here comes this dude with his wife talking about imposing and not signing papers saying, having the power to say whether he's a spouse or not. I mean, this guy has lost his mind. He has absolutely lost his mind.
The thing I will say, now, don't get it twisted. I'm not excusing any of what he has said, and certainly none of his obvious behavior that is not being included in this story. It is different, you and I going somewhere, than you going with your wife or your husband.
Because
if you're going to a different culture, and if he's so worried about being accepted into that culture, then your wife is part of that package of what your outward appearance is to these people. The problem is he cares so much about being accepted into the culture, not because of how she treats people, not because of how she comes across to them in the way she interacts with them or how she deals with them, but the way she looks. That's the problem.
Yep.
So if she was condescending or disrespectful or rude or wouldn't learn the language when she goes to this other culture, then I could understand him saying, am I the apple for imposing on her that she learned the language or try to learn the language? Or am I the apple for trying to get her to learn the Japanese culture that we're going to be immersing ourselves in? But to lose weight, that's not the same thing. You're just purely an apple. And I would venture to say you've cared about her weight long before this move to Japan became a possibility.
This morning, Brady, you're killing it. All those points are such sound, great points. And very to be able to articulate it so we all get it and it makes it a little bit more clear, because I didn't think that, I guess I haven't thought about this enough, but now that you say it, you're 100% on point. This has been a problem for a while, and the things that he's concerned with are some of the things that you shouldn't worry about.
The other thing is, does he think his wife is not aware that she could lose weight? Does he think she's not aware that Japanese culture or most Asian cultures in general, probably maybe all Asian cultures, are smaller framed? Like, she's probably already self-conscious about this to begin with.
Yes, yes. And Brandon, this guy is a type of guy who has dropped many hints, who has made it very, she is very aware. She's already aware how he feels too. Because he seems, I don't know this for a fact, but he seems like a guy who has dropped many hints that weren't so subtle, but he might have thought they were subtle. And she's crying herself to cry in her pillow to herself already about this, because she can feel how he feels.
I'm sorry, Jeremy, but I don't feel like he's the hint dropping kind of guy.
No.
He is not the hint dropping kind of guy. He is the very direct, what did I say kind of guy. When she starts crying or gets upset,
you're gonna have another biscuit. Ooh, <hey. laughs> you're gonna have maybe we don't need ice cream tonight, honey.
yeah. Those are his kind of hints. Like, this guy's definitely the apple. He's insane. I don't understand how people don't understand at this point. And my question is, how long does this marriage last? How long does it last?
Well, I did think, I know that's always our end game, our end answer. How long this marriage going to last? But I will say, depending on how much money he's making, I mean, you know, And don't, I know people are thinking, oh, I could care less about money. Yeah, no, it definitely factors in. Don't try me. He's going over there to teach. I don't know if he's making good money or not, but just the way he talks seems like he's a dude who makes a solid amount of money. So in that case, might last for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, English as a second language is not super lucrative. I don't know what he does, you know, for his primary job. I don't know. I will say this. This is one of the things that's funny. This Ada comes from Reddit, of course, like all of ours do. And this was just 3 days ago. And somebody made another good point, Jeremy. Here's a great one. They said, yikes. Yes, you're the Apple. This is really manipulative. Do you really think there are no overweight people in Japan? You don't think you both will stick out anyway for, you know, not being Japanese? You're also both much taller than the average person in Japan. Will you also be confiscating her high heels? Will you be inducing osteoporosis on yourself so that you don't appear too tall? It's so funny. Like somebody said, at the worst, they might silently judge her because Japanese culture is known to be very polite.
Yeah.
And somebody else said what I said earlier, basically. It's obvious. He's just embarrassed about her, and he's using this to force her to lose weight.
Amen. This has been a problem for a while in his mind. He doesn't like it, and he's using this as an excuse. Amen.
So that's what we got today.
I don't know if he's a Golden Delicious. I don't know. I don't know if he's a Honeycrisp. But dude is straight up an apple. No question.
They got all kinds in Japan. Fuji, whatever you want. That dude's going to fit right in with the apples. So that's what you get from the RVK today. Get at your boys as always. You know how to do it. Love us because we love you.
Podcast Network.